Professor Kafer and Steve Kelly. Very, very much looking forward to this next interview. This gentleman has been somewhat demonized in the media. If not fully demonized, he's certainly been, it's beginning to look like, Krista, wouldn't you agree, misrepresented perhaps, or skewed in such a way where it's not an accurate representation what we're gathering about what he did last March. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed in the media, the Denver Post and others, for basically saying that he asked for something to be written on that cake, and now I'm hearing it's something completely different. Definitely some journalistic malpractice there. So I am just pleased as anything that Bill Jack, he works for Worldview Academy, and he was the gentleman that went into a Sukkar bakery and asked for Bible cakes. But he's going to tell us a little bit about why he did this, and also what exactly did he ask to have put on those cakes.
So, Mr. Jack, welcome to Kelly & Company.
Hey, thank you for having me this afternoon.
Give us just a little bit of your background so we get a little feel of what you do, maybe where you're coming from.
I train students in worldview thinking, and I train them how to defend and share their Christian faith. I also work mainly in camps during the summer. But this issue is something I've done privately. It has nothing to do with Worldview Academy, but it flows out of a belief that I believe that we should have liberty for all, not just liberty for some. Because if we don't have liberty for all, then we will have liberty for none. And what I saw was an inequitable application of a Colorado statute, specifically in the case of Jack Phillips. In that case...
Yeah, go ahead.
As you know, in that case, a same-sex couple went in and requested a cake, and when he said, I can't do that because it's against my belief, it's against my Christian faith, as a result, he faced fines, possible fines. He has to go through re-education training. He has to he could lose his business.
Right.
And so I thought, well, if that's the case, is this law going to be applied equitably? So I went to several bakeries, and I requested two cakes, both in the shape of an open Bible. And on one cake, I requested, on one facing page, God hates sin, Psalm 45:7. On the facing page, I requested, homosexuality is a detestable sin, Leviticus 18:22. On the second cake, I requested, on one page, God loves sinners. And on the facing page, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8.
All right, let's stop right there, because, again, we're going back to March. Before we play some of our interview from last week with Marjorie Silva, the question that occurs to me is this a response to, why did you wait so long? Is this a response to Diane Rice from the Civil Rights Commission equating Jack Phillips with Nazis and slave owners?
I filed this this claim back in March, and I respect the process, and so it's not a public issue until the director of the Department of Regulatory Agencies releases his or her findings, and then it will either go to the Colorado Civil Rights Commission or not. And so the only reason I'm entering the public arena is because what has been reported as what I wanted on the cake what's been reported was I wanted, quote, gay slurs, quote, and as Mark Silverstein, the legal director of the American Civil Liberties Union in Colorado, said that these were obscenities. Now, since when did the Bible become a gay slur, and since when did it become obscene to put that on a cake? If we are going to have liberty for all, then we should be able to apply this law equitably. Quite frankly, I support the baker's right to deny me service. I believe they should have the right to deny me service if it violates their conscience, if it violates their belief system. Unfortunately, under the current application of the state statute, they are forced to violate their conscience, and as a result, they have to put something on a cake with which they disagree. And that should not be the case. It shouldn't happen to Jack Phillips at Masterpiece Bakery. It shouldn't happen to any other bakery. This is an application of a bad statute, and it should be corrected legislatively. And I'm hoping to shine the light on this, that this is hypocrisy in the way the law is being applied, and it is inequitable. I, again, support the baker's right to deny me service. They should have that liberty to do so. Unfortunately, that is not the case. And now the Bible is being portrayed as obscene.
Hate speech, as it's been.
Slur.
And we'll hear from Marjorie Silva in just a second. Go ahead.
Well, and some of the reports also allege that you had asked for some artwork, like two men holding hands with a big X through it. It sounds like that's not the case either.
I asked for two groomsmen holding hands with a cross behind them and a Ghostbuster sign around them to show that that is biblically unacceptable.
Okay, so that
now,
part is
that,
true.
How does that differ from Jack Phillips saying, I can't make you a wedding cake, I can't decorate you a wedding cake because it violates my conscience, and now a baker has denied that illustration on my cake? So what we have here is the same set situation. It's just now we're trying to, the opposition, those who came to the defense of the same-sex couple, the ACLU, should come to my defense. I have not heard from them. They haven't come to me and said, we would like to represent you and defend you because you have a claim of religious discrimination. There is no difference between the two.
Well,
if
let's talk.
To
let's
apply it equitably.
Bill, let's do this. Let's talk about the net result of this in terms of you teach apologetics and presumably to be able to help one defend one's faith in Jesus Christ. How does this reflect upon Jesus Christ, you think? We'll come around to that. But first, let's hear. We had her on last week. She was kind enough to come on and give us her time. She hasn't lawyered up yet. So Marjorie Silva, though, presents it this way.
He came in and he asked if we can do cakes on shape of Bibles, which we can do. We show him pictures. We give them samples of cakes, just like a normal customer. And then towards the end, he pulls a paper out of his pocket, and he says, but I want you to write this paragraph of the Bible. So he knew he was up to something, obviously, because he wouldn't leave that until the end, right? And there was all kinds of hateful messages. He didn't let that paper go, obviously. So I didn't make any photocopies.
So you knew what you were doing. You were plotting out this for a purpose. That's what I got from that. Did you read that the same way?
I am intentional about this. I was intentional. And some people will say that was provocative. It doesn't matter, Steve, because either the law was broken or it was not broken. Either I was discriminated against or I wasn't. My intentions are not the matter for the law. The law judges not intentions. The law judges actions. And Ms. Silva should know better, because she had the copy of the complaint, and in the copy of the complaint, again, which is not released to the public, copy of the complaint has on it exactly what I requested. I had shown the what I requested to the clerk, and then to her brother, Ms. Silva's brother, and then to Ms. Silva in front of her brother. It wasn't at the end that I pulled this out. So I was very upfront with what I requested. I requested two cakes in the shape of a Bible and those Bible verses. Now, those Bible verses are being depicted as gay slurs and obscene language in our culture.
However, if you have two groomsmen holding hands and the international symbol for no or anti and the cross of Jesus Christ there, that is beyond just quoting a scripture there or having a scripture written on the cake. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree. It shows that it's biblically unacceptable. It's
okay.
Biblically inappropriate to have a same-sex marriage according to what Scripture says.
Now, Professor?
You mentioned that you'd been to some other bakeries. Had they agreed to bake the cakes?
The issue that is at hand here is that Ms. Silva has chosen to come forward and to subvert the process, quite frankly. I respected the process of the Colorado Civil Rights Commission and basically of the Department of Regulatory Agencies in determining whether there was discrimination. The only reason I'm coming forward, stepping into the public arena, is to correct the error as to what I requested on the cakes and to address this issue that this determines whether we're going to have liberty for all or just liberty for some. If Ms. Silva has the right to deny me service based on her rejection of my creed, and she should have. I believe she should have. Then Jack Phillips should have the same right. We need to apply the law equitably.
Right.
It is not being applied equitably.
Let's play.
It is being applied against one group of people.
Understood. Now, she's in business. Her sole purpose is to bake cakes, do what she does, and make a living for she and her family, presumably. So, in a sense, don't you feel like you're hurting her, especially when she made this offer in compromise? Here,
I understand what he wanted me to wear on the cake, so I told him, well, let's, what if we, I make you the cake, the flavor that you want, and I'll just give you the right icing so you can write, you know, whatever you stand for in, you know, in your own house or whatever you want to do it. So he didn't want that. He wanted me to talk to my lawyer to see if I could make his cake.
So she wasn't willing to deny you service. She just wasn't going to put on the cake precisely what you wanted. Here's the cake. Put on it whatever you want, Jack. Or Bill, excuse me.
Actually, Steve, Ms. Silva, her memory is not correct because she did deny me service. She said, I will have to check with my attorney. And so when I returned, I never talked to Ms. Silva. I talked to her brother. I was denied service based on my creed. I was discriminated against based on my creed, which is Christianity. And again, I believe she should have the right. I feel sorry for these bakers who are put into this position. When I walked into these bakeries, I could see when I requested these two cakes, I could see fear in their eyes. We do not live in a country of fear, Steve. We live in a country of freedom. I believe these bakeries have been put in a bad position because the law forces them to compromise, to violate their freedom of conscience. They should not have to do that. Neither should Jack Phillips.
All right, so as people have accused this gay couple that have targeted, purposely shopped and targeted Jack Phillips, some are accusing you, Mr. Jack, of doing the exact same thing.
I'm not trying about this. I am intentional about this. I was intentional to expose a bad law, to expose a law that is inequitably being applied only to a group of Christians, and that happens to be Christians right now. Look at what the ACLU said. The ACLU said that these Bible verses are obscenities.
Yeah,
that is reprehensible.
That's most frightening to us. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, and it scares me because there is definitely an agenda here, an agenda with regard to certain members of the commission, Diane Rice, certain members of the media, to depict what you're doing as bad, but yet what that gay couple did as good. And I guess I really appreciate what you've done because I think you are exposing it. I think there's, you know, the old analogy of the mice and the cat. The mice, of course, all wanted the cat belled, but nobody would do it. And I appreciate that you've stepped forward to essentially put the bell on the cat and expose this law. Do you think, though, and I have a hunch, that you will not be treated the same way, or Marjorie Silva will not be treated the same way as Jack Phillips? Do you have any sense of what the outcome might be? You might not even be able to say.
Well, I'm awaiting the process. They had 270 days from the time I filed to render a decision. They've asked for a 90-day extension and granted that to themselves. So the decision from the director of the Department of Regulatory Agencies as to whether or not there is probable cause to proceed based on my claim of discrimination because of my creed, Christianity, will be determined in May. If it is determined that there's probable cause, and I certainly think there is, then it will go to the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. And the Colorado Civil Rights Commission has made statements about Jack Phillips' case that make me question whether or not they can be impartial. But
yeah.
I respect the process, and we will see. Again, I believe the bakers should have the liberty to deny me service if they disagree with my message. Unfortunately, under the application of this state statute, their hands are tied. They cannot deny me service based on their conscience. They have to violate their conscience. They have to violate their beliefs, and they have to subjugate their free speech to political correctness. I think that's wrong.
Mr.
It shouldn't
Jack?
Happen to Ms. Silva. It should not happen to Jack Phillips.
Right. Mr. Jack, the reflection on Christ. How do you balance that? How do you weigh that? Because whether we agree with it or not, we're in a culture where, I agree with you, we're under attack as Christians. We will always be under attack. It's not necessarily popular. The scripture or the gospel is offensive to those that don't believe, so on and so forth. But as far as a representative of Christ, how do you think this is being read by the public?
You know, Steve, what I wanted on those two takes is the gospel. We are all sinners. I'm a sinner. You're a sinner. Everybody's a sinner. We are in need of God's grace and his mercy and his salvation through Jesus Christ. That is the message of the gospel. And God has given that freely if one trusts Christ. So we are all sinners.
Did you choose homosexuality?
As far as my actions go, I believe in liberty for all, not liberty for some. And Christians stand for liberty for all. Under the law, we should be treated equally and equitably. The law should not favor some. Our justice system is based on an image of blind justice. What we now have is justice lifting the blindfold and peeking out to see who stands before her and who is politically correct and who isn't.
We're going to take a break. We're up against the break. Krista has a question, maybe a closing question here. You've been very gracious in coming on. Will you hold through the break, please?
I'd be delighted to. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Our guest, and we hope, Mr. Jack, you come back. Krista's got a closing question for this moment, though, and thank you again for your
time.
So I think you've been
Thank you for allowing me to unpack what the issues are here. Thanks.
Well, we appreciate it. You've been accused wrongfully, I think, of saying or wanting hateful things written on a cake. Have you now been the target of hate mail, hate emails, that kind of thing?
Well, you know, I'm going to answer that by answering this way. I met with Jack Phillips a while back just to interview him, we were sitting down, and I said, Jack, have you faced persecution? And he said, well, you and I have been talking maybe 3 minutes. And he said during that 3 minutes, he said, probably a dozen Christians around the world have either lost their lives or been tortured or been imprisoned because of their stand for Christ. He said, this is nothing. Now, I'm talking to a man who could possibly lose his business, who has been...
Bill, we're going to get cut off here, and I hate to do that. Please hold on for just a second.